with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 18th of May, 2026. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I have to say it was kind of a bit of a slow news weekend, honestly, compared to most news weekends, that is. It means we still have more than enough to talk about. But I don't know. Things have been going at such a pace recently. Maybe it was Trump's trip to China. Maybe they got back in town and had to sort of let things settle for a little bit. We do, of course, have a ton of major news, including some breaking news that just came out a few hours ago. We'll get into everything going on around the world. Probably take your calls as well. And we're going to talk about, of course, one of the biggest topics over the weekend, Chud the Builder. It continues to be a major topic as fundraising attempts for him are not going as planned because the court is refusing to allow him to use the money that he raised for his defense. We'll get into that as well. And I do think it's an important thing to champion. I was maybe a little bit wishy-washy on Friday when we last talked about this, but I'm pretty firmly on old Chud's side at this point. Not that I wasn't ever, but just the more I've thought about it, the more I've learned about it, the more I've looked at videos of what exactly was Chud's MO and all of that. Yeah, we'll talk about that quite a bit today, and mostly because nobody else will. Because who else is going to talk? Like, on mainstream media, you'll probably get an update that's like, you know, a vicious, hateful, racist live streamer shoots innocent, unarmed black man. He's going to jail for life, and that's a good thing. Moving on, right? That's basically the entire context that you'll get. When really, this is a much bigger story than that. And it has to do with just how everything is going in this country these days, including stuff like this. I got the emergency alert yesterday. Teenagers arrested after apparently random shooting spree left four injured. Two teenagers are now in custody, and a third suspect is being sought after an apparent random shooting spree in Austin, Texas, left four people injured. The suspects drove around the city in a stolen vehicle, opened fire on apartment buildings, houses, and fire stations. Two teenagers, aged 15 and 17, were apprehended after they stopped their stolen car and attempted to flee. A third person was in the vehicle and managed to escape. It's unclear at this point whether the third person was involved in the shooting. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis said that stolen firearms were used. Yeah, apparently they would just steal cars and drive around shooting into houses. Okay, now Austin, Texas has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on license plate readers and all this sort of surveillance tech over the recent years. Nothing really all that useful in stopping these people, apparently. Very useful in towing your car or sending you a ticket. Apparently not very useful in stopping the random shootings of the teenagers having a good time in the afternoon. And I got to say, originally when I heard about cities suing car companies for being too easy to steal, I thought it was ridiculous. And obviously it is not the cause of the problem. It's a mere symptom of the actual disease that we have of lawlessness in this country. But Jamie White and now, you know, these shooters, they all use the same cars because apparently that's what you do. You go out, you steal a car, takes 2 seconds to hotwire. They're made to where it's incredibly easy to do that. And then you have basically an anonymous vehicle that you can drive around committing crime and, you know, possibly get away with it. So, I mean, you know, obviously we didn't listen to it. We didn't listen to the lockdown order, but basically everybody in Austin got a emergency alert yesterday that was a shelter-in-place alert because they were hunting down three teenagers that were driving around randomly shooting into houses. And it's just a little bit of a reminder of sort of the incremental collapse that we're all experiencing piece by piece. And is it the end of the world getting a text message from your government being like, hey, we can't really handle things right now, so just stay inside for a little bit while the criminals are out there killing people. There's a lot of criminals killing people. You're going to need to, Like, I remember joking about this with Black Lives Matter or whatever, where it's like, are we just going to need, it's going to be like the weather report and the crime report and just like signs of a teenage takeover in this mall area. Avoid it for the next couple hours. Are we going to get like updates like that as if crime and as if human behavior is as inscrutable as the weather? It's like, well, we do our best to predict it, but all you can do is put your head down and shelter and just hope lightning doesn't strike you. It's like, no. These are human beings doing this. Well, what you do is you hunt down those human beings. See, when society is beset by violent psychopaths using terror and force to rob or destroy the lives of innocent people, the only response to that that has ever worked in all of human history is for good, upright, righteous people to use more violence than them. That's the answer. That's the only answer. It's the only answer we've ever had. But it's almost like we're being indoctrinated into this idea of like, uh-oh, criminals out on the street, getting your pens, sheep, getting your paddock, livestock. It's time to, buckle down. There's wolves about. Well, don't worry. We'll send the sheepdogs out. The sheepdogs are just clearly wolves, just drooling and staring at the sheep. That's sort of where we're at this point. Yeah, it literally does. I mean, yeah, the crew's reading my mind here. It is Clockwork Orange. Oh, you want a motor car? You pluck it from the trees, right? Just a little bit of the old ultra violence. And of course, and you've got the thugs as police too. Really an underrated dystopian story. You know, it's sort of overshadowed by the like visuals of it. The underlying message of Clockwork Orange is like more in tune with the human experience than Fahrenheit 451 or 1984, in my opinion. But yeah, that's essentially where we have basically arrived at the ultra violence time period, where it's just, you know, gangs of, you know, random teenage criminals running around murdering people for fun. And I guess we just have to put up with it because our society is retarded. And that's basically where we're at. It's not like there's not people in these police departments that could handle this expertly and immediately. It's not like we don't have Naya Bukele showing us in El Salvador exactly what is necessary to correct the situation that we're in. They were in a much worse situation. They just did a few simple things and completely reversed the trajectory. We are continuing on the trajectory because the people in power want us on that trajectory. Because what is the solution? What is the solution when your culture has degraded and disintegrated to the point where this is just what like high schoolers are doing and their families covering up for, or like don't even know it's happening? That's the other thing, right? There are instances where I think it's gone too far, and it's only occasionally or sort of selectively enforced how there's a school shooting, they've started like putting the parents in jail for the school shooting. I don't know how fair that is, because if you research school shootings, you research this stuff, a lot of the parents think they're doing everything they need to. It's kind of hard to predict if your kid's just going to grab a gun and go kill somebody. Like, you know, what are you supposed to do to stop that? If, however, your kids are nightly out in the middle of the night shooting up houses and stealing cars, I think maybe you have a case. I think maybe you have a case for like, this is your fault. You're the parent. They're minors. They're kids. You're supposed to be in charge of them and monitoring where they are. You're so irresponsible that they're just out like killing people, potentially. Four people were injured, but they were just shooting randomly into houses. Could have been anybody, and they obviously could have died. Where are the parents in that case? Maybe this would be an instance where it's like, if your kid is doing this, it's your responsibility, and you're too checked out for that to happen. So what do you do when this is just your society? When your society is straight up Clockwork Orange, we got a bunch of droogs. We got a bunch of droogs running around committing ultra violence. What do you do? Well, you got, you know, basically one of two options. Either you arm the people and you basically minimize law enforcement activity overall, and you just say, hey, look, we can't handle the level of, chaos right now. So if a shootout happens, you just got to, you know, I guess call us afterwards. Like that would answer. That would be a solution. That would, you know, probably fix things pretty quick. I'd have to think. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that would just want to volunteer for vigilante justice anyway. That's one option. The only other option, and the only option that our authorities seem capable of understanding is surveillance, control, monitoring, tyranny. That's it. These are your only options. So we're choosing the tyrannical side. So our government is just very, in a very simple problem-reaction-solution dichotomy. It's just as easy as you can be. You let out the criminals. You let them commit crimes. You use those crimes as an excuse to impose censorship and surveillance and control on the people not committing crimes. It's just like incredibly easy. It's incredibly simple and it's incredibly obvious. I don't know why we allow it. I don't know why we can't solve this problem. We could if we had the will. The will doesn't exist, I guess. Let's go to clip number 12 here. This is the announcement about the two teens arrested for driving around randomly shooting into houses. Let's watch.
Good afternoon. I'm Austin Mayor Kirk Watson, and we want to give you an update on some of the things that are going on in Austin right now. We are reporting multiple shootings throughout the area. Two of those have been at our fire station, or at two Austin Fire Department stations. These are occurring primarily in South Austin, and we don't have any specific motive that has been identified. In fact, these actions appear to be random. This is an active, ongoing investigation. So what we're asking is that all of our people, all of our residents, please remain vigilant. In fact, it appears that as part of this, people are changing vehicles. So again, it's very important for people to remain vigilant. We ask if you see anything, and the chief is going to give you an update on some specifics in just a second, but if you see anything, we're asking that you please call 911. An alarm or a warning has gone out. Many of you may have received that. Please pay heed to that. Now I want to call on the Austin Police Department Chief Lisa Davis to give you some more details. Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. We're currently investigating 10 shootings that occurred late yesterday and into today. At this time, most of the shootings have occurred in South Austin. Again, no specific motive, and they appear to be random in nature. This investigation is ongoing, and APD asks that you remain vigilant. And if you see something suspicious, please call 911. Do not approach a vehicle. At this point, we know the suspect's vehicles used in this incident have included a black or dark blue Hyundai, a gold Hyundai sedan, a silver Mazda four-door, and a white Kia Optima, which APD is currently looking for. Suspect description is two male Hispanics, both in their late teens, one with medium wavy hair and the other with longer hair. At this time, we can confirm that four individuals have been shot. One has sustained serious injury, and the other three minor injuries. In addition, I want to remind people to not leave their cars unlocked. What we are seeing are these cars are being stolen. Do not leave your keys in the vehicle or your key fobs in the vehicle. Again, please remain vigilant. If you see something suspicious, call 911 immediately. Stay safe.
Texas shakes down this way. Police there have arrested three teenagers after a weekend shooting spree that left four people injured. Police say the suspects targeted apartment complexes and houses and two fire stations. In total, there were 12 separate drive-by shootings between Saturday night and Sunday morning.
These are occurring primarily in South Austin, and we don't have any specific motive that has been identified. In fact, these actions appear to be random.
Okay, so that notwithstanding, officials say there are no more threats to the public. If that's the case, that should be good news,
should
right?
Be. Awesome, okay, Kansas. We hope.
Yes, indeed.
Good news. Good news. If they caught him, thank goodness. And I was trying to find, maybe the crew can find, we've shown them before, but you can very easily and obviously identify when the socialist, you know, prison abolitionist got elected as DA Jose Garza here in Austin. I mean, it is a direct correlation where they stop charging people like they should. They start going easy on the criminals and the crime explodes, especially the violent crime. Because again, they're human beings. They respond to incentives. And if they think they can get away with it, they'll commit more crimes. And if they commit smaller crimes, those crimes almost inevitably always lead to bigger crimes. You almost never find, you'll get a murder, guy freaking out and whatever, killing his wife or whatever, and he'll not have a criminal past. But for the vast majority of stranger murders, of, random murders, events like this, the person's got a rap sheet, you know, 10 miles long because they're working their way up. And you'll see it starts off with, like, you know, whatever, being in a fight, and then it goes up to armed robbery, and then one of those armed robbery goes wrong, and they murder a person, and then, you know, it's off to the races. No pun intended. So I don't know. It's like the only thing to ask now is, why is our leadership doing this to us? Because it's not a question. It's not like we don't know how this works. Again, that's why I started off talking about murder or crime as some sort of, you know, weather event. It's not just something that is unpredictable. It's not something that we are helpless to affect. It rises and falls in direct proportion to the attitude of the authorities. So it's infuriating and exhausting that our city is getting less and less safe because they keep doing the same thing over and over, and they could solve it at any point. From AlexJonesLive.com, we have this story. Texas Rep. Chip Roy calls on state to intervene and stop the Austin DA from letting violent criminals loose after murder of InfoWars writer Jamie White, recent shooting sprees, and other incidents. When Austin, Texas residents learned of a trio of teenagers carrying out a shooting spree across the city over the weekend, journalist Brandon Morello pointed out far-left Soros-funded Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza has repeatedly failed to hold violent criminals accountable. Two teenagers, aged 15 and 17, were apprehended on Sunday after they were stopped in a stolen car and attempted to flee, with a third person in the vehicle managing to escape. The culprits are accused of 12 random shootings that injured four individuals, striking homes, fire stations, apartments, and businesses. A third suspect was later apprehended by law enforcement. This is a common occurrence in Austin because there's no oversight into Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza. Garza reduces charges against minors and doesn't request stiff penalties. State says they can't intervene. Congressman Chip Roy replied to Morello, writing, "That must and will change." Responding to the elected official, Morello described how Garza dropped capital murder charges for the young thugs who were involved in the brutal murder of InfoWars writer Jamie White in March of 2025. When InfoWars writer Jamie White was murdered, four people were arrested. Two were minors. Originally, all of them were charged with capital murder. Garza dropped the capital murder charges against all of them. Only one was charged with murder. He was given a crappy plea deal. So bad, the judge had to step in and say, "You're doing a minimum of 25 years or we're going to trial." The demon decided he wanted to go to trial. They literally have this monster bragging about shooting Jamie and making fun of him for being white. Garza refused to stack up hate charges. Morello added, "During my reporting on Jamie's murder, I was given audio recording of one of the co-defendants bragging about disposing of the murder weapon and admitting his friend killed Jamie. Austin PD never listened to the audio until I released it. The DA freed the co-defendant. In the audio recording days later, it's all a mess. Federal intervention is needed." Congressman Roy chimed in again, saying, "This makes my blood boil. The state must intervene to stop DA Garza from turning Austin into Gotham. This is Texas, and we're taking it back." In a separate post, Morello criticized DA Garza for being empathetic to teen criminals and calling on Kia to face lawsuits from states and victims because the company knows its vehicles are easy targets for thieves and have not taken action to address the problem. Again, that's one where I used to think that was kind of ridiculous. And it is, but I mean, this is where we're at. It's like a symptom that we should be able to minimize the number of car thieves that we have, people willing to do that. But until then, you know, it's obviously not a great setup that these cars are basically free for criminals. So they just, as soon as you see a Kia, you might as well be sitting there with its, you know, key in the engine and a sign saying, you know, free to drive. And this, once again, we're in the situation like, who is voting for this? Who is voting for this? Who supports this? Why are the Democrats like this? I mean, we've covered example after example, from Virginia to Colorado, where the legislators coming together, they're writing bills, they're having the debate, they're passing bills, it's being signed by the governor. And what is the bill for? It's to lower the punishment for murders or provide, you know, bail or, you know, bonding out for serial rapists. And it's just like, who is this for? Who wants this? Who's advocating for this? Who's voting for this? Like, crime affects everybody, and it affects, you know, poor and minority populations, you know, obviously more. It's like, who is voting for this? You could say, like, well, it's, you know, these rich, you know, rich Democrats promote this stuff because they live up in the hills and don't have to actually deal with it. But then why are the people in these neighborhoods not solidly Republican? Do they not realize that, like, their lives are being destroyed by this crime as well? It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, democracy obviously doesn't work. It obviously doesn't, because who votes for this? Who sits there and goes, all right, we've got two options, somebody who punishes criminals and somebody who doesn't. And the population chooses the guy that doesn't punish criminals. And the only reason they choose that is because they have been subjected to literally decades of brainwashing, telling them that law enforcement itself, the concept of law as we know it, is an aspect of white supremacy, and that all of these criminals going around robbing people, killing people, stealing cars, shooting randomly into fire stations, they're just, you know, they're the heroes. They're all just unfairly maligned by a racist system. Do they actually believe that? I don't know. I can't possibly tell you, but it seems like everything the Democrats support these days, it's just like, who would support this? Why is this even a position that anybody would take, let alone people that are getting paid, like getting voted in? It's genuinely is completely insane. And I don't know how we fix it. I don't know how you have a governmental system that even allows for a DA Garza to exist. It's crazy. It's like, yeah, our system is, you know, if you want to change the law, you've got to write a bill, you've got to blah, blah, you like go through all these steps. And then at the end of the day, if you have some, you know, whatever, gay George Soros political activist, they just don't have to charge anything. They just don't do anything or charge anything or hold anybody to account. So it just doesn't matter. And the criminals just get let off completely free. And then people keep voting for them. So what do you do? What do you do here? I'll tell you what you do. You read Starship Troopers, the book. What you do is you develop a political system based on Starship Troopers, the original novel about crime being completely out of control and gangs of veterans starting as vigilante law enforcement and then merging and forming into a fascistic government. That might be the answer. That might be the solution here. So I'll tell you what's not a solution. Sitting quietly waiting to be murdered, hiding in your home because police are just telling you that, yeah, there's criminals out there killing people. And frankly, they're overwhelmed with all the homeless people pooping on each other and attacking each other with machetes. God, this city sucks. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited.